Yeah, needed a big hit, and Dex supplied it. But guys, just getting on base, making traffic happen at that point. I mean, we were pretty well held down, and knew it just was one short rally away from turning that game. We were there at 2-0 for a while. Waino fought his way through to keep it within reach, and needed somebody to do something special, and Dex did it.
What do you like having your top two power hitters?
Yeah, I don't care where they are, as long as there's guys on base, and doesn't necessarily have to be in the first. And guys in the bottom of the order have been getting on and providing opportunity for the top of the order to drive in runs. So I think we're just trying to find that good rhythm, and I think we've already seen it, whatever reason. The certain guys like being in certain spots, and we just got to find those for the team collectively.
Power.
Certainly feels a whole lot better. But two of those games, we were right down to the wire. And it just showed some fight and showed belief in each other. And those are the kind of things that we're going to have to continue to do is grind, pick each other up. Thought the bullpen came in, did a great job once we did establish that lead. But just took a little bit of everything from everyone. And it's one of those great series collectively as a club. Yeah, I mean, usual thing. Sometimes we bunt, and sometimes they do it on their own. The idea is, how do we get the guy over? And there are times when we force hands, other times we allow them to do whatever they feel. If there's a pitcher they don't feel real good about, they've got the freedom. There's other times we put on the play. Wasn't aware of that fact, but it sure seemed like they're big whenever he hits them. And he's just putting together those kind of at-bats that haunted us when he was playing against us. And Carp doing the same thing. And you put that kind of pressure at the top of the order, or when an opposing team sees that top of the order rolling around, that's what it should be. That's kind of what we envisioned as this season began. You see those two, two of the three that you're going to see at some point when that lineup rolls, and you're going to have your hands full.
What were your thoughts hitting for Waino there with the guy at second and fifth? He might have had one more inning again. He's one of your better hitters, but
you're trying to score runs. Yeah, we need a couple guys on base, so it worked out. Greg put up a great at bat and got on base, let Dexter do his thing. It doesn't always work out how you wanted to, but let's be honest, he worked really hard. I mean, you're talking 50 pitches after two innings. He was in heat, and this is really the first time our guys are dealing with the heat, and I know it's St. Louis and we should be accustomed to it, but each year it's a different routine to get yourself prepared for hydration but also to control sweat. I thought he was having trouble with the grip on his curveball. He just didn't have it early, and I don't think he really found it until the fourth. And in the fourth, it looked like a different pitch, but part of that is finding the right mix with the rosin and the sweat that you can't really stop. And he's never going to give excuses, but he was trying to find that pitch as well as locate his heater, and he was just trying to figure things out along the way. And when he found it, I think he had a 7-pitch inning there in the fourth, but he got into a much better rhythm.
How much credit does he get for keeping him in the game?
Yeah, that's what he does. I think he makes his best pitches when he has his back against the wall. That's why. Even when he gets elevated pitch counts, it's hard sometimes to get him out because he just seems to find a different gear once the heat gets turned up.
Anytime you have a guy go out for a while with an injury, you wonder about that cold seems to not really skip the beat.
No, he's done a nice job. I think both sides of the ball, making nice plays defensively, that ball going up the middle with the pitcher up, real close to being a double play in a crucial situation. And, he just has phenomenal range. He's kind of been a spark. We were talking about, the top of the order having guys on base and in scoring position. A lot of that's the way Colton's putting together his at-bats. He's taking walks. He's working deep counts, and he's making things happen.
Is it fair to describe him as settling into his role as a hitter? I mean, there's been so much discussion about what he is. Is he a leadoff? But he just said this year he wanted to come out and hit like he could. He seems to be comfortable up there.
Yeah, I think he just knows that's the right thing to say. I mean, just takes kind of some of the garbage off your back if you just say, I want to go up there and take good at-bats. It's the right thing to say, and we understand every guy wants to, you know, contribute the best they can in whatever spot. I think it's just a smart approach to, you know, simplifying. I want to go in, I'm going to put together good at-bats no matter where I am in the order, and I think he's in a good spot right now. He just had something twinge in his knee. Didn't feel quite right. Went out, they checked him out the following day, and he was fine.
I know it's early, it's a pretty big series against Milwaukee. How do you do it?
That was a really big series against Philadelphia. We got a day off tomorrow, and then we'll start thinking more about Milwaukee. I'm just proud that these guys answered the bell the way they did. I mean, we came limping home, I'll tell you that. I think that's more than obvious. But it was different than even some struggles we've had in the past. You could feel it, and it was heavy. And just watch them come in. You know, we get down to that first game in this series, and you know, I believe they're gaining that toughness that we talk about that only comes through adversity. And they're answering it well, and hopefully that carries right into this next series with Milwaukee.
Was that one of Rosenthal's most dominant innings?
He's had a few like that. Trevor's been very good, and just trying to make sure we're watching close, keeping close eye on his workload. And but when he's good, we want him in there because it's impressive.
You suppose this series means Fryer?
Yeah, it should mean a lot to Eric Fryer. To be able to step in, and those are big shoes to fill, even on a nightly basis or temporary basis, to jump in and try. It was, you know, rightfully so. We make a big deal about what Yadi brings to this team in this game, and for Eric to stay prepared to just do his piece. He's just a selfless guy that gets, once again, gets his role and accepts his role and shows up. I said it before, but it should sound like that's kind of commonplace, but I mean, he truly shows up expecting, right when we're handing out the lineup card, that he still might be the guy. And he does all of his preparation that way. He doesn't just wait until he gets the nod. He's ready to go, and you know, it pays off. You can tell that he's prepared once he gets his opportunity. And you know, he did a great job even offensively, where he knocked in a couple of big runs.
Speaking of roles, with the catch Friday and even that last run, looked like he was having an impact at first base. Tommy Pham, is he gaining, warranting a larger role in this team? What kind of impact does he have here?
You know, I don't think Tommy's role was limited before. It was more just how consistently could he do it. And we would see some periods where it was impressive. And then for whatever reason, whether it's physical with his eyes or just mechanical with his swing, it would fall off pretty quick. And then there were other guys that were ready to go. I mean, that's the roles are great to have, and he sees right now he's an integral part to what we're doing. The guys have to keep doing what they do. I mean, that's how it is here, and we can't just plop a title on a guy and say, this is you from here on out. We play the game, and you just keep going about it the same way, and Tommy's being rewarded by us wanting him in there, and it'll continue. But we also have to evaluate very honestly every night what we see.
What was said in the Lillequist visit?
You know, I didn't even ask. I don't know what was said out there. I'm hoping Eugene said whatever Derek told him to say, but that's unknown also. But whatever it was seemed to go okay. And, it was more. I mean, my instruction was, you need to go just kind of break this up. Go out there and see him, see if he needs anything, and give him a chance to catch his wind. Same deal. I mean, with the heat, he's pitching in a spot where, you know, you get an opportunity maybe to have him cool down, not sweat so much.
Did you, by chance, get a report from Memphis on Weaver? Did you have a chance for that yet?
No.
Okay. There was somebody who said he came out early. Perhaps he was.
That's the first I heard about it. Have a great day tomorrow.